I'm Alex Chadwick. This is Day to Day. Just a few weeks into the college football season, and already it's all you could hope for. Heart-stopping action on the field and head-shaking action off it. For our Monday sports report, Day to Day's Mike Pesca talks with Todd Jones. He's a columnist for the Columbus, Ohio Dispatch.
Todd Jones, the defending national champs, Ohio State, a team you cover, won this weekend, but just barely. Turns out that they're missing their star running back, Maurice Claret. Could you tell us why he's not on the team this year?
Well, Claret has violated NCAA rules, and the school has declared him ineligible for the season because of those violations, and he will not play this season.
What exactly did he do, or do they say he did?
Well, he has not admitted anything, but the charges are that there's two violations that he received benefits that aren't permissible under NCAA rules, and they seem to tie back to a person that he's familiar with in Warren, Ohio, that he's known since his high school days. And
what is this, someone who wants to be an agent, a booster? Who is this man?
That's not so much an agent. It's somebody that the Claret camp sees this as nothing more than a person who's acting as a father figure and providing assistance to an athlete that he cares for. Or the Ohio State, at least, says that that's against the NCAA rules in this case.
To get money, to get cars, to get that sort of thing.
Right. And, well, a lot of it has been unspecified in terms of what actually it is. I mean, there's some indications that it's a couple of checks that Claret has cashed and perhaps use of a cell phone with bills that went into the thousands of dollars that this person apparently paid for on Claret's behalf.
I understand when the school admits that they have these violations, they're still able to say that they're the national champions. Why is that if they achieve the championship by using him as their star running back?
Ohio State has acknowledged that the violations date to last season. Now, their defense is that they weren't aware of those violations at the time that Claret was playing. So by not knowing that he was ineligible, they're not being held to the standard of that they were playing an eligible player. So therefore, the program is deemed itself clean, and the NCAA sees it in that regard.
So in that case, ignorance of the law is an excuse.
Right. They can kind of wash their hands of the matter by saying, well, we weren't aware of it. The NCAA agrees at this point, although it could change in the future if the NCAA decides to look at it further.
Who do you think the fans in Columbus and throughout Ohio are blaming for this? Are they blaming Claret for breaking the rules, or are they blaming their team for using a rule breaker and countenancing it?
Well, Claret has been the one who has taken most of the heat, and he has violated rules himself, so he kind of brought this upon himself. At the same time, people should look at the fact that he is a member of the program, but that's not easy to do for fans because their heart is always tied to the program, and it's much easier for a fan to take the side of the school itself than an individual in these matters.
And finally, do you think perhaps a college campus just isn't a place for a player like Claret? I mean, there's no shame in that. Not everyone has to go to college, except if you want to be a football player. So maybe that's the system working against a guy like Claret.
Well, the whole case, really, if you want to get into themes, it really indicts the system. I mean, Claret wants to play professional football. You cannot enter the draft until 3 years after your high school class has graduated. So Claret, as a sophomore, has to wait another year under current NFL rules. Other sports, obviously, you can turn pro right away. The NFL is benefiting, basically, from having a free minor league system, and that's Division I football. If you look at the whole system, it's not set up to benefit the individual in this matter.
Okay, Todd Jones, columnist for the Columbus Dispatch. Thanks very much.
You're welcome.
That interview by Day to Day's Mike Pesca.